update on the war in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Just continues. Here's the latest. Apparently, Russian attacks are continuing to increase. They kind of pulled back for a bit. Most of the fighting is in the eastern part. Now they're starting to do more and more bombarding. Is that city of Mariupol? Where the last known Ukrainian soldiers who are fighting are now held up in some sort of a steel plant.
Yeah.
I hear they're surrounded by the Russian army.
Yeah, I've heard that they're asking for help, come help us. But the bizarre thing is just recently, Putin has ordered troops not to storm the plant. Because the Ukrainians say they will not surrender. They will just fight until the end. Yeah.
You know, because they believe the Russians hate them so much that they will execute them.
Yeah, exactly.
So that is the latest from Ukraine. And in New York City, I guess it's Queens, they now have a suspect in the murder of that New York City mom.
Yeah.
This woman was found in a duffel bag, like a couple of blocks from her home, stabbed like 50 some odd times. I don't know the exact number.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty horrific.
And they're trying to figure out for a few days, you know, who would do this.
Yeah.
Apparently her kids were just upstairs.
Yeah. That's the deal.
So they now have a suspect. And it is a guy who knew her. I guess he was her handyman.
Fix things around the house.
Did he also take care of other things?
That is correct.
Yeah. He was her handyman and lover, David Benola, age 44. So he's in custody. And the deal is that they do have a pair of boots from the crime scene, which I guess was in the cellar of her house.
Yeah. Stab her in the cellar, put her in a duffel bag, and then take her out.
Yeah. So there's blood on those boots, and they're going to try to match those with David's DNA.
Yeah. Then they think they'll have the suspect.
That would be bizarre if it didn't work out. Well, he's apparently in custody, and that just happened recently. Former First Lady Michelle Obama.
That's First Lady to you.
Okay, First Lady Michelle Obama, her brother is in the news.
Yeah.
Her brother and his wife are suing a Milwaukee private school for racial bias.
Yeah.
Name of the school is University School of Milwaukee. Apparently they had two kids in the school, 9 and 11 years old. And they were concerned about some of the, you know, how race was being treated and all of that. And they had made some complaints. And then the school kicked the kids out.
Yeah. Basically pushing the parents out.
So lawsuit is underway there. See how that plays out. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Everybody, of course, is jacked about the end of mask mandates on public transportation.
Yeah. And in airports and stuff.
Except for in New York, LaGuardia, yeah, got to wear a mask until you get on the plane. Same thing with Kennedy, Newark, you can go maskless.
I think the best advice is just bring one with you. I think you should bring one with you in case you run into an area where they're going to go, you need a mask.
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
Yeah.
So, but the Justice Department is going to appeal that ruling. It came from that judge. CDC says the mandate is necessary for public health and needs to be brought back. Dr. Fauci?
Well, you know, they're going to, I don't know. Like I've said earlier, if you can smell a fart through your mask is probably not any good. I would say most of them ain't that good.
Probably. So that little battle continues, and of course it's become political. One side is fine with the end of the mandates, and the other side is completely appalled.
Yeah.
Having a conniption fit. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. Minnesota in Duluth. Police are investigating a crime scene at a residential home.
Yeah.
They're not even sure how it happened yet, but inside the home they found 5 dead people that appeared to be related.
So it's like a family or something.
Yeah. And also the dog was in there and dead as well.
Oh, man.
Hey, when that happens to the pooch. Out in Arizona, big wildfire has now tripled in size and thousands have to flee the area.
Yeah. Got to get away before you burn up.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the big news and exciting news of the day is that yesterday, big celebration in the state of New Jersey. As yesterday was the first day of legal recreational weed sales.
Far out, man.
Freaky dough. Let's get baked, dude. Happy 420. From the Internet Works radio station, iNet Radio. At the Internet Works studios, it's the Mickey Golden program. With Mickey Golden, Magic Mike, Chickasaw, Rickshaw.
Thanks so much.
The Professor, Fatso Puny. Hey, man, it's a ditty. President Bill Clinton.
Suey, baby, how you doing?
Dr. Fauci with medical advice.
Gotta wear a mask all the time. I wear a mask. I do it. I guess you don't have to. Whatever. I need something new to talk about on TV other than masks.
I think so. A boy named Sue running the equipment.
Girl.
Now he is Mickey Golden. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. We are underway here for Thursday.
Yeah. 421. Anybody missing from yesterday?
I think Burnt Burt, resident burnout, who works around the studio. I haven't seen him since he took that huge hit yesterday.
Yeah. Kind of cooked himself out.
Let's see. History for today.
Yeah. You ready?
History it is. 1789. John Adams was sworn in as the first vice president of the United States.
Right.
1918 on this date, the German ace known as the Red Baron was killed in action during World War I.
He bought the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
19... Lovely.
Yeah.
Let's see. 1952 on this date was the very first Secretary's Day.
Yeah.
And a big celebration. It is now known as Administrative Professionals Day.
Yeah. Gotta have that.
So as long as we got that straight. 1986 on this date, after a massive hoopla, reporter Geraldo Rivera hosted a live TV special to open a sealed vault linked to Al Capone in Chicago's Lexington Hotel.
Yeah.
Except for a few bottles in there, the thing was empty.
Oh, man. Didn't he do that again with like the Titanic or something, or Andrea Doria?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Yeah. I think it is.
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's see. 1993 on this date, deputies near Cudahy, Wisconsin arrested two men for stealing a large electric game machine from a bar.
Yeah.
The machine was so heavy that their pickup truck got stuck in the mud in the tavern parking lot.
Wow.
One of the men called the sheriff's office and asked for a tow.
Yeah. That's when they got busted.
How the heck did they get the doggone thing on the pickup truck?
I don't know.
1998 on this date, while Bill Gates presented his new Windows 98 computer operating system to a Chicago convention.
Yeah, that's what was going on. He's showing it off.
It crashed.
I do remember that.
People used to rag on Microsoft for, you know, if I bought a Chevy and it suddenly had to reboot while I was on the highway.
Yeah.
2005 on this date, an Australian undertaker began offering a beer as you bury service.
Hi.
Yeah, beer as you bury.
Oh, you mean you can have booze when you bury the loved one?
Yeah. So if you wanted to do that kind of bereavement, you could do it. The company had a minibus, complete with a mini bar, coffee, and a DVD player.
You know, the kids could be bored during the service, so they could, like, watch, you know, I don't know, Aladdin.
Okay. The bus would transport 12 mourners with the coffin to the cemetery, serve the booze, and
yeah,
entertain the kids.
Yeah.
What a wacky world. Mickey Gordon program for Mind at Radio. In 2009, on this date, a wooden putter, which was used to take the final winning shot in the 1939 British Open, was discovered dumped in a garage in the UK.
Wow.
Golfer Jerry Birmingham had stashed the club with his clutter, as they say, 20 years before, not realizing that this putter was worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
The antique putter was worth over $22,000.
Wow.
This date in 2016, Prince passed away.
Yeah. Oh, man, I remember that was terrible.
Well, that was kind of a shame, if you ask me. 2019 on this date, Ukrainian comedian Vladimir Zelensky won the country's presidential election in a landslide.
Yeah. Yeah, and right now they're proving they made the right choice with this one.
Yeah. Well, that's true, man. He's got a set of cojones. Special events for today. Bulldogs are beautiful day.
Even though they look like they crashed into the back of a car.
Get to know your customers day. Keep off the grass day. Kindergarten day. Ask an atheist day.
So what the hell? Why don't you like God?
I don't know. Chocolate covered cashews day.
I could get down with that.
High five day.
Oh yeah, we do that at the medical place. We high five. Hey, good job, Fauci. You were great. Love it.
Okay. Thank you for Libraries Day. And it's Tuna's Right Day.
Tuna Right Day?
Yeah. Tuna Rights Day.
For tuna. For tuna.
What do you mean by Tuna Rights Day? They should call it Tuna Justice, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Did we do birthdays?
No, we didn't. Let's see. Former Cowboys quarterback and NFL color analyst Tony Romo, 42 today. Nicole Sullivan from King of Queens, 52. Comedian Rob Riggle, who is in The Hangover and also on The Daily Show, 52.
Yeah.
Andy McDowell, who seems to never age, from Maid and Groundhog Day.
Four weddings and a funeral?
Yeah, that one too. Andy is 64 today. Tony Danza from Who's the Boss?
Yeah.
And Taxi?
Yeah.
Tony is 71 years old today.
Wow.
Tony and Grammy winner, Patti LuPone, 73. Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop.
Oh, I remember Iggy. He was a good dude. Well, he's still around and he's 75.
Yeah.
And finally today, big deal in the UK, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
96 years old. Who was that?
It was me. I can't blame them all on Fauci.
Mickey Gordon program for Biden Radio and number for the day today.
Yeah.
3,250. That's the number of times the average guy flushes the toilet in a year.
Man, that's a lot of water there.
Mickey Gordon program for Biden Radio. A few headlines you may not have heard about coming up next. Mickey Gordon. Some headlines. New studies out found that for the most efficient learning, college classes shouldn't start any earlier than 11 a.m. Especially after the day after 4:20.
Yeah, when everybody's baked, for Christ's sakes.
Well, and by 11 o'clock, the professors, they say, will have sobered up.
Yeah. Whatever.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A few things you may not have heard about from elsewhere.
Yeah.
A British study showed that toddlers who have a diet high in processed foods may have a slightly lower IQ later in life.
Oh, man, I'm screwed, baby.
No, you're not. Also, two-thirds of office workers say they are interrupted up to 20 times a day.
Yeah.
Sorry to bother you, but I'm not feeling worky today. Could I borrow your Netflix sign-in? That would be very nice.
So those are some of the headlines out there. News and nuggets coming up. President Joe Biden update is next. iNet Radio's Mickey Gordon. President Biden update. What's the Joe up to today?
Oh, man, it's great. Joe, give me a call. I can help out.
Well, unfortunately for him, his approval ratings are in the toilet. Yeah. Was he in the 30s?
Yeah, with some people. Quinnipiac or whatever is a big poll.
Yeah, way down. He's having a rough time here.
Come on, man.
But he and the First Lady have announced... Dr. Jill Biden, and he will attend the White House Correspondents Association dinner coming up on April 30th.
Yeah, so you'll be there.
And this is marking the first time that a president has attended the event since former President Barack Obama in 2016. Former President Donald Trump never attended the event when he served as president, and the dinner has not been held, was not held in 2020. The last year because of the pandemic. So
yeah, it's been off.
But Joe's going.
Come on, man.
You know, and when they crack jokes about him, hey old man, what's going on?
Come on, man.
That's gonna be his little reaction. Trevor Noah, host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show, will be the headliner, I guess, an MC at the White House Correspondents Association dinner.
Yeah. President will be there.
Today he's going to California to speak to folks that try to get them to vote for him, you know?
Come on, man.
Vote for Joe.
Come on, man.
So he's doing that today. I guess it's Oregon, Washington or something?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, have fun, Joe, and take a nap on that Air Force One.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. This is a bizarre one.
Yeah.
A boy born with two penises has had to have one of them removed.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
I'll tell you, man, why didn't they let him keep them? I mean, that's one hell of a conversation piece.
I guess.
Well, the boy had two special purposes, and the doctors chose to take off the larger one.
Now, that makes no sense. You know, if you got a choice between small and large, why not go large?
You would know, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, there's probably a medical reason for that. The child, who is from Brazil, was one of the rare infants born with a second appendage. And its removal was documented in a new medical journal report. The condition called diplopia.
Diplopia?
Yeah, diplopia.
Did you say diplopia?
Oh, diplopia? Oh, yeah, that's where you got two hydraulics. Mm-hmm.
It is typically seen in 1 in a million babies.
Wow.
The first reported case appeared in medical literature.
Literature?
It's 1609. So they've been hacking these things off for years.
Yeah.
Doesn't the kid have a choice of whether or not he wants to keep both?
I don't know. Well, you know, probably when he's older, if he hears about it, he's going to be a little disappointed.
Yeah, and so will his girlfriend.
All right, boys, let's move on.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. It's 2022, and people around the United States are still getting caught for allegedly distributing fake COVID-19 vaccine cards.
Aha. Uh-huh. I knew this was going on.
Oh, I heard about it. Hill was thinking about trying to make some extra money and, you know, distribute a few in around Chappaqua. But I told her, no, baby, you don't want to do that because, you know, better way to make headlines and get, you know.
Yeah. Being in a yellow jumpsuit.
Yeah, not good for Hill. No. That would help her. That would hurt her chances, I think.
Yeah, I would think.
According to the arresting documents, this guy, Robert Van Camp, a man from Parker, Washington, who was arrested Tuesday, He and a buddy were able to get their hands on blank COVID-19 CDC vaccination cards.
Yeah.
The two men had one, a real one, and then printed off massive amounts of the cards. They would not just sell them, but also fill them out.
Wow.
As legitimately as possible with customers' personal information, nearby vaccine center details, and more. Van Camp allegedly teamed up with someone who is also allegedly a private contractor.
Yeah.
In the defense industry and had top secret security clearance.
Yeah. So they could print the cards.
Right. Van Camp sold unfilled out cards for $17.
Yeah. So you can fill it out yourself.
And the filled out card would cost people $170.
Wow.
They say he sold thousands.
Yeah. Next, the IRS is going to want to know where they could get their piece.
Sounds like they're going to send him to the clink.
Yeah, I think so.
On happier news, Earth Day is Friday, April 22nd. And if you want to do something to help Mother Earth shut down, you know, save the environment, what you need to do is shut down your game console in between plays.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
According to a study, almost 79% of overall power draw of the world's game consoles comes while the machines are sitting idle.
Wow.
That translates into about $1 billion in wasted power each year.
So you're saying for Earth Day, shut down a game console when you're not using it.
That's correct.
Oh, I got to tell Hill. Got to shut down that game console at the Chappaqua house because she likes to leave it on. I told her, you got to shut it down, babe.
Really?
She's like, no, I want it ready when I go.
Yeah. So instant access for the Hill.
That's right. A report has found that a third of emails received at work from colleagues are unnecessary.
Yeah.
Workers spend an average of 36 minutes per day managing email.
Wow.
That is all.
Yeah.
The Interstate Mullet Toss is this weekend.
Wow. The Mullet Toss.
Oh, I heard about this thing. It's happening April 22nd to the 24th. This started out as just a reason to party, and it has become one of the biggest beach parties on the Gulf Coast. Those who participate in the mullet toss will throw a dead mullet over the state line of Florida and Alabama to see who gets the farthest.
Are you talking about a hairpiece?
No, we're talking about mullet the fish.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, you know, you'd get some 80s guy, get his mullet and chuck it over the border.
No, the mullet fish.
Yeah.
So, hotel bookings are done months, if not years, in advance for this event. So the Interstate Mullet Toss is a big deal. So they toss some mullets between Alabama and Florida.
Right there on the border on the beach.
That's right. Tossing of the mullet is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday through Sunday.
Yeah.
There are also kids and celebrity categories. To toss a mullet, it's $15.
Yeah.
And that gets you a mullet. And a t-shirt.
Yeah. Cool. Americans having fun.
It's happening this coming weekend. Right there on the border of Alabama and Florida. Mullet Toss.
Mullet Toss. Mullet Toss. Brought to you by...
Yeah.
The official sponsor of the Mullet Toss.
Funeral directors are describing it as the most seismic shift in death in generations.
Hi.
Here's what funeral directors are saying. This is a funeral director update.
These are the things that they're chatting about.
Yeah. Apparently, six decades ago, fewer than 5% of deceased were cremated in the United States. And that has now risen steadily to 27% 20 years ago.
No.
In 2020 now.
No.
56% of deceased Americans were cremated. And the current projection is that by 2040, the figure will hit something like 80%.
Yeah. Ain't no room in the lawn anymore.
I guess the cemeteries are getting crowded.
Yep.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. This, let's see. There was an annual stress survey.
Yeah.
From the American Psychological Association. And they're looking to see how people are doing after the past 2 years with the lockdowns and the virus and all of that.
No.
So apparently the past 2 years messed with our heads. American Psychological Association found that 4 in 10 U.S. adults, 41%, reported that their lives had become more stressful in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
The vast majority of adults, 87%, agreed it feels like there has been a constant stream of crisis.
Yeah.
During the past 2 years. Well, that's if you watch the TV news all day.
Yeah, that's true.
And more than 7 in 10, 73%, said that they felt overwhelmed by the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's the latest on that. Buck up. Get happy.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program for Mindhead Radio. Well, here's a wacky story. This Sunday in California, Luke Akins and Andy Farrington, longtime pilots, skydivers, and members of the Red Bull Air Force Aviation crew, are going to do something which sounds crazy. They're going to attempt the very first mid-air plane swap.
Hey.
All right. The pair say they will take off in their own Cessna 182 single-seat aircrafts. So they'll be in separate aircrafts. And they're going to fly to an altitude of 14,000 feet.
Right.
They will then pitch their planes into a synchronized nosedive, stop the engines, and use a custom air brake that will hold the planes in a controlled descent as they each exit their own aircraft at the same time.
Yeah.
Atkins and Farrington will then free fly skydive toward each other's planes.
Yeah. At the same time.
They will each catch up to the aircrafts, enter the cockpits, disengage their unique air brake system, restart the engines, and take control of the planes.
Yeah.
The stunt will be live streamed on Hulu on Sunday.
Yeah.
At 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. Let me see if Darwin shows up.
Mickey Gordon program for Mindhead Radio.
Yeah.
Couple of stories from the category of wacky but true. Coming up next. Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. Wacky but true. In the Netherlands, Dutch officers spotted a motorist not using a hands-free set while driving.
Yeah, so he was yapping on the phone?
Yep, yapping on the phone, holding it with his hand. So what the Dutch officers did is they signaled him to, from behind, to pull over.
Pull over.
Nothing happened. Then they figured in order to get his attention, they would put an officer in a car in front of this guy who was talking on his phone while driving and not noticing the police officers. So they did that, figuring he would see the police car in front of him, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
He ended up crashing into the police car in front of him.
Yeah.
So he is now facing charges. Police in China briefly detained a man who couldn't stop greeting people.
Hey.
I want to get a job with Walmart. Apparently for over 8 hours, the man stood on a street corner saying hello and smiling at people.
Yeah.
After questioning, he was sent home.
Could work at Walmart.
Isn't that the standard shift?
I think so.
Yeah. Let's see, an unlucky Italian burglar is now behind bars after breaking into a policewoman's apartment.
Uh-oh. Who's having a bad day?
The suspect hoped to get away with cash and valuables, but was confronted by the armed policewoman and her attack dog instead.
Yeah. Really, who's having a bad day?
Mickey Gordon program for Mindhead Radio. Trashy little showbiz report. That's what we're going to do next.
Mickey Golden from iNet Radio.
Trashy Showbiz Reports on a Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. And Alec Baldwin's ill-fated movie Rust was hit Wednesday with the maximum possible fine by state safety officials in New Mexico.
Yeah.
For violations on the set that contributed to the death of the cinematographer.
Yeah, that's the latest.
During a hasty rehearsal, they say, last October, actor and producer Baldwin discharged a replica Colt.
A replica? Sounds like it worked.
That killed 42-year-old Helena Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza.
Yeah.
The fine now.
Yeah. Who's going to pay this?
I guess the production, $137,000. That's the latest on the Rust thing. Looks like Jada Pinkett Smith will address Will Smith's Oscar attack on Chris Rock.
Oh!
Very soon on her Red Table Talk series.
Yeah, which goes on Facebook.
Yeah, she says she's going to talk about it. Says she's going to talk about it, so.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
Frog in the throat.
That is all in that story. The unbearable weight of massive talent will hit theaters this weekend.
Yeah.
And a new clip was put out yesterday.
Yeah, so the fans are psyched.
This actually looks pretty interesting. In The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, Nicolas Cage plays a version of himself whose career has slowed to a crawl.
Kind of like Johnny Depp.
Yeah. In the film, Cage is given a job offer by his agent, who is Neil Patrick Harris.
Doogie Howser.
To go hang out with a crazy wealthy superfan named Javi. The twist is, Javi turns out to be a drug kingpin. I like it.
Yeah, let's check it out.
When does that come out?
I don't know.
Where is it? I don't know about that. I'm looking for a date. No date.
Oh, man.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Speaking of Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny's defamation trial against his ex-wife, actress Amber Heard, is underway in Virginia. And while proceedings over the trial, the trial is attempting to determine if a Washington Post op-ed written by Heard defamed Depp.
Yeah. So he wants $100 million or something?
I think it's $70 million, and then she's reselling for $100. Trial is still underway. Every aspect of the trial is being scrutinized. They are broadcasting it, I do believe.
Yeah.
On Court TV. I saw some of it yesterday, flipping through the TV channel. I don't know, Davey.
Yeah.
He claims she was violent. She claims he was violent. So, I don't know, Davey.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sometimes it takes two to tango. So we'll see how that plays out. They tried to go after the Sun in the UK, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
So, Aaron Paul is now a dada of two.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. The Breaking Bad star and his wife, Lauren, recently welcomed their second child, a baby boy, and shared the first few pics of their newborn on social media on Wednesday.
Oh.
Okay, amid fallout from last month's Oscar slap, producers for the upcoming Tony Awards are warning potential copycats to refrain from following suit.
Don't you do that.
Or they will face severe consequences.
Naughty, naughty, naughty. Sit in the corner with a dunce hat on.
Yeah. Facing the wall. Event organizers included in the anti-slap advisory in a memo.
Yeah, so they sent out a memo?
With an anti-slap advisory.
Ain't no slapping. What if somebody wants to wander up and take a leak?
I think they would remove you too.
Yeah.
Here's what the memo reads. To all Tony Awards ticket holders, the Tony Awards has a strict no violence policy. In the event of an incident, the perpetrator will be removed from the event immediately.
Yeah, out the door, shocked on the street.
That is all in that. Streaming services typically aren't that forthcoming with viewing information.
Really?
However, the folks at Samba TV, have revealed that the Batman was viewed by a whopping 720,000 households in the U.S. in its first day on HBO Max.
Wow.
That's pretty good. So, Trashy Showbiz Report. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program with more stuff coming up. You're listening to the Mickey Gordon Program. Mickey Gordon Program. Trivia. A study of restaurant food consumption. Just 6% of us don't do what?
Fart.
I don't know. Fart. I'd say 6% of us don't fart.
Yeah.
Man, you know, you do a little right cheek sneak, you know. I guess you could, getting it wrong here. In a study of restaurant food consumption, just 6% of us don't do this. The answer is refill drinks.
Yeah, that's right.
7% of moms admit they've thrown away what?
Yeah.
A Mother's Day gift. You would be correct, Bill.
Yeah, that's it.
7% of moms admit that they've thrown away a Mother's Day gift.
It's just a piece of junk.
Each day in the U.S., 11 million of these occur.
Get ready.
11 million of these occur each day in the U.S.
Yeah.
What are meetings?
Oh. Let's make it 11 million in one and have a meeting this afternoon at Inner Network.
We can do that. Mickey Gordon Program, finally, four things you probably didn't know yesterday.
Yeah.
Male monkeys lose the hair on their head at the same time male men do.
Really? Wow.
No, but I've known people that lost their hair when they were in their you know, early 20s, man.
Yeah.
Other things you may not have known yesterday, the intersection of Euclid Avenue and East 105th Street in Cleveland, Ohio, is famous for being the site of the world's first electric traffic light.
Wow, I'll write that down.
Sounds like information I need to know. Here's one, I'm not sure if it's true, but they claim it is. Elephants have been known to remain standing after they die.
Oh.
Interesting.
Ah, I don't know if that's true or not. It just seems weird.
And finally, for filming of the 2021 James Bond movie, No Time to Die, they had 10 versions of Bond's silver Aston Martin.
Wow.
Yeah, because they probably had to wreck a lot of them.
Yeah,
so they had 10 Aston Martins for the movie.
Yeah, that's cool.
Come on, man.
Yeah. All right, Joe, let's wrap it up, all right?
Yeah.
Starting to slide. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio.
Don't you know?
Thank you, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw.
It's a pleasure.
Professor Fatso Puny.
Hey, man, we'll do it again tomorrow.
President Bill Clinton.
I like the fact you call me president and not former.
You might be able to help Joe out.
I think I will give him a call, but he doesn't never remembers I called.
Say hi to Hill for us, all right?
Oh, yeah, baby. She always says hi, too. Give Mickey a kiss.
Don't.
Oh, I don't like guys.
Dr. Fauci, thank you.
Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow. I always say, you know, wear a mask if you're not sure.
Boy named Sue.
Girl.
I'm Mickey Gordon. Thanks for joining us. We'll do it all again tomorrow if the creek don't rise and President Joe don't press the big button. You take care. That's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Copyright 2020 Internetwork. iNet Radio.